Welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and it's a special status update. Today, we're asking the question, what's the point of a qualification in social media? And I've got three people here who don't normally feature on the status update. I've got Charlotte Allen from AIM Awards, Catherine Simpson from Which Way Marketing, Tina Ormond-Ro from Chestnut Media, and our very own social media marketer, Martin Broadhurst. So, Martin, what would you say the point is of a social media qualification? Surely it's just another noddy Mickey Mouse qualification like all the other social media ones out there.
I think it sorts the wheat from the chaff, to use an overused cliche. It allows you to find people who actually know what they're talking about. There's a lot of people that tweet personally, but tweeting personally and tweeting with a business objective in mind is two different things completely. So I think it just allows you to find out who knows how to use social media for business and who knows how to do it personally.
But really, showing that you know how to do social media is the proof of the pudding is in the tweeting, as they say. Well, I've just said it.
Yes, the proof of the tweeting is in the pudding. How do you prove that? If you're going to a consultant and you want somebody to say, run a social media marketing campaign for me, how can you prove that in the first instance that they know what they're talking about? You might see that they can tweet personally and promote their own business, but how do you see that they can run a full social media marketing campaign? An accreditation that shows they've been through a system and they've got procedures is a great way of identifying them.
Catherine, you work in marketing. Why did you feel that you needed to have that extra element of social media training to prove that you're good enough at your job?
Well, for me, it's about credibility. It's about legitimising everything that I've learnt through the e-business club courses that I've been on and making it official so that I can put that on my website, I can blog about it, I can tweet about it, I can raise my profile and come across as a professional person who knows what they're doing.
So you think people will see you in a different way then because of that BTEC moniker in front of your name?
If I get my social media marketing right, yes, I think they will.
Charlotte, what did people say to you, because you work for an awards organisation, what did they say to you when they heard you were doing this qualification?
They were really pleased about it, and they were pleased that there was a new qualification in a new market, and it shows that in future, you know, there'll be qualifications for emerging markets like social media, and it will give people like me confidence and the ability to run a cohesive social media marketing campaign.
Did they say that to you because you're in awards, you're in qualifications, so they expect you to be doing sort of different sorts of qualifications? Because sometimes the reaction I get when I say about social media is they go, what, there is a qualification for social media?
Yeah, I mean, that is often a reaction that people have. People think you just sort of mess around with Twitter and Facebook all day and don't really do any work. But the comments seem to die away when you get new leads and sales.
Tina, you work for a media company, Chestnut Media. Is social media just about messing about on Facebook and on Twitter? And do you think that this is going to really take you to that next stage where you can have that element of professionalism in what you do?
Yes, absolutely. I work in traditional media, but I'm getting more and more requests by businesses to help with their social media, and I think by having a BTEC in social media for business, I can just offer them a better service all round.
Where do you think the future lies for qualifications like a BTEC in social media and other social media qualifications?
I think the BTEC qualification will grow and grow. My partner's involved in education, and BTECs are becoming increasingly recognised and by universities as well as by businesses, and I think a BTEC is as good as any qualification to have in this particular area.
Martin, some universities are doing purely social media courses, three-year courses all about social media. Is that a logical step, or do you think that's going a bit too far?
Well, I think it is a logical step because there's so much to it. There's so much depth, and it can be applied to any industry then. I think you can look at things like content marketing, but then you can also look at actually using social media for gaming purposes or how you use it in broadcast media. I think there's a lot that you can do in 3 years.
Is there not, though, that argument that 3 years, great, you've learned all about social media, 1 month later it's all out of date?
I think it's about getting the fundamentals in place, isn't it, and understanding the possibilities. And then as long as you keep up to date with it, let's say, for instance, if you look at the legal profession, you know, laws are always changing, but there's always CPD, continuous personal development, that people can do to stay on top of it.
And if you'd like to have your say, you can go to our website, it's statussocial.com.